Dr. Doolittle could talk to the animals, and so apparently could you. Imagine being able to ask your pet what they wanted for supper or how they were feeling. Well, Amelia Kincaid is a bit of a Dr. Doolittle herself, and she runs workshops all over the world, teaching people how to talk to their furry and feathered friends.
What I'm finding is not only am I able to have these amazing conversations where we can derive a huge amount of information from animals, but all of my students can do it. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people worldwide discovering that they can determine medical conditions. I've got students who are actually being able to tell me the names of the other animals in the house, the human beings in the house, names of other horses in the barn, medical conditions of all the animals and people around the animals. What we're finding is that this is a learned skill.
So how do you do it?
Well, it's a meditative process. So the more skilled you are at being able to turn off your thinking process, if you can turn off your mind and completely silence the critical part of your brain, the critical mind, then when you send out a thought, you're sending out a little emanation of information that's similar to a radio station. We're constantly sending out signals. What we as the human species have failed to do is to learn how to pick up signals that other living beings are sending out. All the other species on this planet can communicate with each other. We're the only one that's isolated ourselves from the rest of the natural world. So when we can become extremely quiet and start learning how to pay attention to our own intuitive process, then when the information's coming in from the animals, we can actually perceive it.
And how do you perceive it? Is it pictures or words or something that happens? How do you know it's come from the animals?
It's all of the above. Clairvoyance means clear seeing in Latin, and that's the most available of all of the intuitive processes. Almost everyone will have some sort of experience where the phone rings, you know who it was on the other line. You've got a picture in your mind of someone you hadn't spoken to for years, and you go home and they've called or they've emailed. You have a sense that there's something wrong with someone that you love, and you find at the end of the day that you were right. I mean, now it's almost impossible to find people who are not having these experiences on a regular basis. Pictures are the most available. Sensation, clairsentience, is also extremely common. And that's where you have a gut feeling. And maybe you'll have a feeling that an animal is depressed or that they're sick, there's something wrong with them. And then you can get that information validated if the animal's guardian is someone that you don't know. The rarest of all of these is the process of clairaudience. That's the ability to hear little snatches of language. Everybody is doing it, though. Every student I have is picking up little bits of words and pieces of conversation. So it's not that different from the senses that you perceive and that you would think of as being normal. Your sense of sight, your sense of hearing, your sense of touch, your sense of taste. What we're doing is we're translating those outer senses into the inner senses. So when you're using your intuition, you see flashes. A lot of my students see what they call motion pictures. And I think what we're finding now, the latest discoveries in quantum physics indicate that these things may be holographic. So when we tune into another living being, we can pick up what they're sensing holographically. And that includes everything: what they're smelling, what they're tasting, what they're feeling, what their illnesses are, what their emotional state is.
And you say that you have a conversation with the animals. That sort of obviously implies a two-way thing. So you could ask a question, the animal could reply. Does that work? And if so, how?
When you think a thought, you're sending a picture. And animals are constantly sending out pictures, and they're sending out emotion, and their bodies are filled with sensation. And they're also having all sorts of emotional relationships with the other animals around them and with the people around them. So what we're really doing is we're tuning in. We're asking a question, and then we're looking at the holographic information inside another living being. And we're inviting them to answer us. And when people put their focus on something and they're sending out a particular intention so that they're asking a question, they can merge consciousness, what we're now calling resonance in quantum physics, establishing a wave between two living beings and being able to perceive the other person's point of view or the animal's point of view.
Is there a very good first question to ask your pet, for example, if you're going to try this out?
You always ask them, what's your favorite food? Because I said that animals, just like people, love to talk about what they like to eat. You know, we had a cat yesterday who's a very big tuna lover. And when we're holding this cat up in front of 100 people and we say, what's her favorite food? At least 80% of the people said fish. And most of them said tuna. I will ask questions, and I encourage my students to ask questions that are very easily verified. Say that someone has an animal that you don't know. So if you're going to ask that animal, what color's your bed? What color's your food bowl? Where's your favorite place to sit in the house? Who's your favorite person? And oftentimes people will say things like, oh, I see a 5-year-old blonde child. The owner of the cat will say, oh my God, that was my niece. If we get very clear-cut questions, and we're able to answer those with things that are absolutely indisputably verifiable, then what we've got is some pretty compelling evidence that what's going on here is real.
That's animal communicator Amelia Kincaid.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.